share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. How far would you go for a fetish? Whilst on a date with a woman, Singaporean student Chung Jia Jin choked her and made her lose consciousness just so that he could smell her feet to satisfy his fetish. According to the Straits Times, Chung, 24, asked his date to shoot a TikTok video with him, in the stairwell of a car park. But just as he started filming, he proceeded with his assault. The Institute of Technical Education student, 24, today, the 5th of January, pleaded guilty to a single charge of voluntarily causing hurt. And was jailed for 8 months. Deputy Public Prosecutor Noreen Tan said that he booked a date with a woman using a website service in October 2020. During their date on the 26th of October 2020, he said he wanted to record a TikTok video. And led her to a level 4 staircase landing at car park 4A of Changi Airport's Terminal 4. Once they were there, he placed his phone on a fire extinguisher cabinet, pointed the camera towards them and told her to face the wall. Moments later, he wrapped his arm around her neck and performed a rear naked choke. A martial arts move he learnt from a course some time ago. He decided to choke her until she was unconscious so that he could smell her feet as he had a fetish. The victim struggled for around 15 seconds, trying in vain to grab something to break free, before she became unconscious. It was also revealed that Chung had laid her body on the ground and lifted her shirt, wanting to touch her breasts. As he felt aroused, he raised the shirt up to her belly button area and decided not to continue. Seconds later, the woman woke up and found that the back of her head was resting on Chung's lap. She got up immediately and composed herself before she gathered her things and ran away. She headed towards a car and told the driver that someone was trying to kill her. She called the police and Chung surrendered after they contacted him that night. A medical report said she had bruises and pain around her neck. She continued to suffer anxiety and panic attacks. Months after the assault, and a heart specialist recorded that she was troubled by symptoms of numbness and cold sweating. The woman feared for her life in the aftermath and was traumatized. What cannot be denied is how this affected her months after the attack, said the prosecution. District Judge Lim Wen-Juin said that he inferred that she suffered tangible psychological effects that were serious enough that she saw a doctor. There was also potential harm as choking could lead to death and Chung was aware of it, he added. For the offense, Chung could have faced a maximum punishment of 3 years jail and a fine of $5,000, RM15,470. What a weird way to go about satisfying your fetish. Have you heard of any similar stories? Let us know in the comments. Also read. Singaporean pretends to be his brother to dodge police, turns out brother is a wanted man. Source. Live Science Source. The Straits Times Source. Shin Min Source. Berkshire Media. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.